This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
If you thought finding the perfect soulmate and requisite dating scene was tough, try finding a compatible muttmate. The process is nothing to bark at. It's imperative that you get it right, because once you bring a pet into your home, it's for life, their life. But now there's an app for that, How I Met My Dog. By answering some simple questions, you can find a fabulous dog and rescue one at the same time. My guest is Jody Anderson, the chief pet expert at howimetmydog.com. We'll be right back after the short break.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Jody, thank you so much for being on air with us today. This, I find, is just one of the most fascinating apps I've ever heard of.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But it's interesting because people have been adopting dogs and cats for years. You know, you have in your mind, you want a beagle. You've always had a beagle. You grew up with beagles, and you are just going to go out there and find a beagle. But that's not always the right pet for you. How did you come up with howimetmydog.com?
Well, I love what you're saying, because we have for hundreds of years been choosing dogs based on breed. And what we're forgetting is that even littermates are different individuals. So even those dogs in a litter that share parents and drink the same milk are very different creatures, just like our human children. So we have to start looking at dogs as individuals. So originally, I am a dog trainer, and I have been for the past 30 years. And one of my clients many years ago went to a breeder, and she picked two littermates and brought them back to Manhattan. And she said, I want a miniature wire-haired Dachshund, and everything about the breed description fits my life. And she went and she brought them home, and they couldn't have been more different. One was an absolute social butterfly, and the other was terrified of everything and became a fear biter. So while she hired me, and we managed this dog's behavior, if you will, for several years, and she loved the dog until the day the dog passed away, it wasn't a great fit, and it wasn't an easy life for the dog or for her. And I was the trainer that she had hired, and she is the original founder of How I Met My Dog. Her name is Marianne Zeman. So when her dogs passed away and she wanted to do this again, 15 years had passed, and she was shocked that we had all of these ways to curate a match for humans, but no one had done anything about dogs. So she reached back to me and said, do you think it's even possible for us to ask the right questions about the adopter, but also about dogs, and see if we can make some real meaningful matches? And that's how I Met My Dog was born.
I love it. If you could give my listeners a little background, because these are all shelter dogs, rescue dogs. Is that correct?
They're shelter dogs, they're rescue dogs, and they're also dogs that need to be rehomed. So we have approximately 500,000 dogs a year that we know of, and there's many that we don't, that people can't keep, whether it's because they've been transferred to another job, or whether it's a question of affordability, or maybe even just because they don't think it's a great match. The dog is the one that always ends up at the short end of the stick, because if you can't manage your life with a dog, you just get rid of the dog. So we have right now over 300 shelters and rescues around the country that are working with us. But we also have rehomers that can come on the site, and rather than surrender your dog to a shelter, we would be very happy to help those people, just like we help shelter dogs.
This is such a great idea, because I know people can go onto websites and, you know, the shelter that's in your neighborhood and look for somebody for the perfect pet. But you're seeing a picture. You have no idea what their personality is. And I honestly took your survey last night. We'll talk a little bit more about the survey. But I found, oh, really? That's not what I thought I was. You know, I thought I was pretty strict. And it says that I'm somewhat of a pushover. So you learn a lot about yourself through your app. I was really very impressed with it.
You do. We very deliberately, our questions are nuanced, and because there is no right answer. We're not trying to tell you that you are a good or a not good dog parent. We're trying to tell you that with the right dog, the possibilities are endless. And we want every dog to live their best life. And if we can match them with the right person, then we increase the odds that they will. That's the most important thing about this, is that we have for so long been choosing dogs based on what they look like and cats based on what color they are. But when we get them home, there's an expression, pretty is as pretty does. If you end up with the wrong animal and you think something's wrong with that animal, no, it's probably that that animal is not in a situation where it will thrive. And thus, 4 million a year gets surrendered to shelters and rescues all over the country. And that's every year. And only half of them end up getting a home. So we have to stop choosing them based on love at first sight and start choosing them based on, as what we call, compatibility. And once we can teach people to do that, they bring home the right dog in the first place. And then, as you said, which I love how you put it, that it's for life. It's for the dog's life.
With your background of being a trainer, and this is fabulous, trainers definitely have such an important part in the integration of that pet into the home, because we are having to learn to live with each other. There's nuances that all the pets will have, nuances that we have. You know, you've been married for a long time, something happens, you're out looking for a new relationship, and it's like, oh, that's not what I looked for the first time. Things are starting to, what I'm understanding about myself. Who are you using as your group of experts to make sure that these matches are as feasible as possible, as optimal as possible?
So what started with me and my experience working in people's homes and really understanding the human-dog relationship led us to reach out to behaviorists like Kelly Bolin, veterinarians like Nicholas Dodman, and we've gone to various shelters all over the country and asked questions. We will show them our surveys when we were building this and say, can you even answer this question about this dog's behavior if they, say, are evaluated on intake and you know very little about them? So we went to shelters, veterinarians, behaviorists, and other trainers. And together, we iterated until we pared down what was, for the algorithm, an absolute necessity to make a match, and was it palatable for a shelter? They don't have a lot of time. They don't have a lot of staff. So for a shelter dog, a survey takes 3 minutes. If a dog is in foster care, it takes 15 minutes because they know a whole lot more about a dog in a natural environment as opposed to an artificial one, and the same for rehomers. And we found that when we started, we were told you're not going to get people to answer more than 10 questions about their behavior and lifestyle. And our survey is 56 questions long, and we have an 80% conversion rate. So we have over 100,000 people that have come to the site, started the survey, and finished it, which is pretty extraordinary. So I think people are saying, we want a more curated match. We want someone to help us find the right dog. And we're willing to not look at the dog first, because on How I Met My Dog, we don't ask what breed of dog you want, but that doesn't mean you won't get the breed you want. We just ask you about who you are and how you live, and then we show you the dogs you match with. So you will only see dogs that you should fall in love with and go and get.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of a match I come up with. I mentioned that I had actually completed my survey yesterday. It wasn't onerous to fill it out, but I'm wondering, I'm filling out my survey. So it's the shelter folks and it's the rescue parents who are filling out the survey for the dog. Is that correct?
That's correct. And every dog and every adopter has their own survey, has their own what we call pet profile. And that is a great differentiator for us because when you go on PetFinder and other sites, whether it's Facebook or what you're really doing is looking at a profile that someone wrote to put that dog in the best light, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that dog is going to thrive with you.
So just because that dog likes to walk on the beach at sunset and snuggle on the couch may not be exactly who that pet is.
That's right. That's right. While those things are very important, and if you want to do those things with a dog that wants to do those things, that criteria really comes to the surface. But there are other things as well. So I'll give you an example. If you have a dog who loves to snuggle and walk on the beach, and so do you, that's terrific. But if you have a dog that, when seemingly uncomfortable, leaves the room, and you also live with very young children, the odds are that it's not a great match because your very young child doesn't know that dog is saying, I need to be alone, I need a minute, I'm stressed. And the child says, okay, I'll come with you. So we have a lot of things that we consider beyond what I call the obvious. The obvious, very important, but it's also important that we consider the things under the surface.
Looking at your pet profile, I found it fascinating again as I was filling out my profile last evening, that pet standing for personality, then you have expectations, and then training style. And training style is very much a parenting style. So each of these questions, as you're going through, they're giving you this continuum of what you're looking for, and this is how the dog sees you. So personality, I'd love to have you go through each one of these. So personality, what's involved in that?
So personality, we broke into three different segments of criteria, and every one of them is important. And I'm not looking at my computer right now, so I can't give you the subheadings off the top of my head. But
there's one that's called laid back and versus resolute, unstructured versus organized, and extrovert versus introvert.
Yes. So in the sense of an adopter, you either follow through, you're very organized, you're someone who likes to finish what you start, you're someone who likes to actually plan a party rather than be invited to one. So what we do then is the algorithm takes all of that information and gives you a personality quotient. It's a numerical value, if you will. And then we take the dogs and they get a personality profile. So if you are someone who really likes to stay in an awful lot and your dog is a party animal, the odds are that that dog isn't going to fare as well with you as it would with someone who really likes to get out a lot. And it's not a make or break, but it's one category. So we try and match you in that category. And then we go on to expectations, and that's the single most important category there is. So having spent 30 years in a lot of people's living rooms and working with them to train their dogs, I have found that the one thing, the one constant, the one parallel between all of them that end up giving up their dogs, and there's not a lot of them, but the one parallel is that the dog didn't meet the expectation of the relationship that they had in the first place. So if I'm getting a dog because my grandchildren live across the country, and I really want a dog that is very needy and is a snuggler and wants to go in the car with me, and really I can fill that void. And I end up with a dog who is fearful of the outside and is a bit aloof. I end up saying, wow, this is not what I expected. So something must be wrong with this dog. So we're trying to say, no, there's just something wrong with this relationship, and let's see if we can't make better matches in the first place. And then we have training style. So training style is a good one, because if you are someone who tends toward the punitive and you have a dog that's fearful or noise sensitive, you're not a great match. So the odds are, if I'm afraid of you, then I really don't want to be around you. And you might not be doing anything wrong. You're just being yourself. And by the same token, if you are someone who is, I'll say, pushover, which I probably would say you're not, I'll have a look at your profile. And when you have a dog that's, say, a pack leader, that if you give a verbal correction, responds with a, "You talking to me?" You are not the best match, because then that dog says, "I can take over here." So we try to match on personality, very important, expectations, even more important, and training style, which is like the icing on the cake. So now I have a dog that is like me, can fill the expectations of this relationship, and is amenable to the kind of parent that I naturally am. And then we have what we call a happily ever after match.
Well, I'm single right now, and I have a feeling I need this match more so than Match.com or one of those. We're chatting right now with Jody Anderson. She's a nationally recognized dog trainer, and she's also the co-founder of HowIMetMyDog.com. Just something that is so needed, so different, so unusual. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Jody, thank you. I love the fact that we're looking at such important areas of this relationship. That, as you're saying, is just what a pet looks like. That's the outside. But what's going on under that fur, between those ears, how that relationship is going to meld together is just imperative. So expectations, training, personalities, that's fabulous. What happens if somebody were to adopt a pet through your service? So what are the steps? So I've done my survey. Now what happens?
You take your survey, you see your matches, and sometimes, like you, you don't have matches, because what we're trying to do is not flood you with hundreds of dogs like you can get on other sites. What we're trying to tell you is finding your match is oftentimes a needle in a haystack, but we'll get there. And because we are a startup and we're new and we're not in every state yet, once we get to what I call that tipping point, when all of the shelters, and it's starting now, to come to us and say, "Can you help us?" And of course, we're thrilled. We want to help every shelter in the country, and there's 13,000 plus of them. So you take your survey, you see your matches, you decide which of your matches you'd like to apply for. We have what's called a common application, because we're not just trying to help shelters, we're trying to help adopters who have voiced that there's too much paperwork involved in adopting a dog. So we have one application that takes questions from the survey that you have filled out, and it puts them into an application. Then we ask for references, and that you hit apply for that dog, and it goes directly to that shelter or rescue. They and you set up a meet and greet, and you adopt your dog. That's the workflow. That's the ideal workflow for each step. If you don't match, we continue every single day when new dogs come on to see if those dogs are a match for you. But keep in mind that we consider, A, how far you will travel to get that dog, and B, what the shelter's policies are. We are the matchmaker. We do not infringe on what the shelter does. We step out of it. So we send adopters to the shelters, and then we are no longer part of it. So it depends. Every shelter has different policies. Some will say, come and get the dog, and some will say we want to do a home visit. Some will say we don't really care what the parameters are, and others will say you need a physical fence. So the algorithm respects all the things the shelter is looking for and all the things the adopter is looking for, which means you'll have less matches than you think.
You mentioned something that's very interesting of the distance. So if I'm saying I'm living in California and there's no matches here, but I really, 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 really want a dog, and I am willing to fly or drive to Omaha, I can extend my range?
Open your distance. Yes, you can. You just put in limitless, and we'll match you with every dog in the country that has a pet profile that matches your pet profile. And then you have all of these options. There's a rescue in Washington State right now that called Motley Zoo. They have the most wonderful dogs. And we have people that are willing to travel to get them. We have people who live in Massachusetts and are willing to travel to North Carolina to get a dog, because you get the match and the right dog once. And as you said, again, I just love what you said. It's for life, the dog's life. So you only have to travel and get the dog once.
With these pets, oftentimes at shelters, they will be given a cursory exam and have some laboratory work done to make sure they're as healthy as possible. This is likely out of the realm of how I met my dog, what they can do. But are there any parameters health-wise of what a pet has been tested for?
Well, again, every shelter is different and every state is different. So in Massachusetts, it's very different than it is in Alabama. So they have to stick with their Department of Agriculture rules and laws. But what we do is we advise rescues to spay and neuter. We advise rehomers to spay and neuter prior to any kind of adoption. We give shelters and rehomers a free field in addition to other health issues that they should consider, so that when you get a dog's pet profile, you see possibly heartworm positive or skin conditions or a special diet or tripod. There's a place so that when you match with a dog, it's a real wonderful technicolor profile. You're not just seeing a flat picture and deciding if you want that dog. There's an awful lot of information that comes with it. And we recommend in an adopter guide that you go to your own vet right away, just as you would with a child.
Strongly agree. I always love it when a client literally has picked up their new pet from a shelter, from a rescue, and the first place they stop is at my office so we can give them the once over to make sure that everything is as optimal as possible. You mentioned, and I love this, that there are special needs pets that you can also adopt. So there are those fabulous folks that say, I don't care if a dog is blind, if it's deaf, if it has three legs or two legs, whatever its needs are, it's paralyzed. I am willing to take on that challenge. So How I Met My Dog will also match people with those types of pets?
Absolutely. And we give you the option to either opt in or opt out of seeing special needs pets. And the reason is because we really want you to see how many wonderful dogs there are out there. So if you opt out, you will get your matches. But if you opt in, they will come onto your dashboard. And in addition to helping the special needs, it also helps those breeds that are harder to home. Because someone might look into the eyes of a pit bull that loves kids and say, I would never have considered this dog, but it's a match for me and my family.
This seems like it's going to cost somebody lots of money to do all this matching, to have the algorithm. I've gone to your website. It's a fabulous site, great information. Who pays for it?
So right now, the only people that pay for it are our investors, because we have built the entire thing on a friends and family round. Again, we're a startup and we're in that sort of young stage. As we move forward, we're going to have goods and services that we offer, but we really felt that we really didn't want to start out charging the adopter or the rehomer, and we will never charge the shelter. So we felt that we should really build traction first, and we have the most incredible traction. There are people coming on the website hundreds a day that are filling out the survey and want to see the dogs they match. So eventually we will have goods and services and subscription programs and things that we will offer so that there will be what we call a compatibility community, and people can come and share their experiences and their stories. And so there'll be subscription services, if you will. But right now it's really about traction, and the world has responded beautifully to, yes, we want this. And we found that this millennial generation is not just used to a matching culture, they expect it. That's been the greatest part of our audience, has been this next generation of dog parents that say, this matters to us.
Judy Anderson, you were mentioning that if we're going to this site to find that compatible match, that is maybe a breed that you had never thought of. Again, you're one that always liked Cocker Spaniels. You've always had it. And now it says you're supposed to have a Labrador. It's like, oh, hadn't thought of that one before. Okay, yeah, I could see right. That one. I could see this particular Labrador. But what if somebody says, you have a really nice site, I love your compatible survey that you do, but I really, really want a German Shepherd. What can you do for those folks?
So what I suggest to people, and it has been asked, and what I suggest to people is be patient, because we will match you with one. So I will give you an example. 8 years ago, I rescued a Weimaraner off of Petfinder. I'm a dog trainer, so I can live with just about any dog. And I had grown children, so that really made it even easier for me to find a dog. So I rescued this pup, and when we launched How I Met My Dog, and I love Weimaraners, and I've had many different breeds, but this is a particular breed that's close to my heart. I matched with several dogs. I matched with dozens of dogs when we launched. And then I would say we were probably a month in, having gone live in the states that we were in, and I matched with a Weimaraner. And his pet profile was exactly what I was looking for, and I applied for him through the site, and I drove up to Massachusetts, and I picked him up, and he's been here 2.5 years. And he's very different from the first Weimaraner, but no less, he is a Weimaraner. So I now have two of them because I wanted that type of dog. I waited until I matched with one. So the odds are you're going to, because many of the dogs in rescues and shelters are, and being rehomed, are purebred dogs. But what we really want to make sure is that we match you with the right dog, not just the right breed.
What is the typical period of time for somebody to say, I want a dog, and find a dog?
So everyone comes on the site with different intentions. And there again, we have expectations. So you said that you're just looking, right, at the beginning of our conversation.
Correct.
We do ask you to let us know, is this something you're looking to do right now? Is this a 3 to 6 months out, or are you just starting your journey? So everybody's different. We have found that those people that are very seriously on the cusp of adoption find their dogs rather quickly. Those that are in the beginning of the thought process, we find that some of them adopt a year later. And others that say 3 to 6 months, but I matched with a dog I couldn't resist, so I upped it and did it now. It really depends. And in a situation like yours, where you're in a state where we are not yet marketing, it'll take longer because we have less dogs within the area that most people are willing to travel. Usually it's 150 miles, which is like a 3-hour journey that most people are willing to travel. So we'll get there, and we're headed to California.
How many states are you in at this time?
We market in 13, which means that we actually reach out to shelters in 13 states, but we actually have shelters in 35 states, shelters that have put themselves on so that we can help them. And which is really incredible. And, you know, we have, I think it's about 103,000 adopters right now, and a total of maybe we're at about 334, 335 shelters and rescues around the country.
Great service. So I love this, the amount of time, effort, research that you've put into getting the dog-human match is spectacular. I like cats too. So are you planning on ever going into cats? Because
absolutely,
their little personalities are so challenging.
So different. And more often than not, we just go into a shelter and we're looking for a color when we look for a cat. So we're not even looking for a breed. We're looking for a color. And so, yes, we are in the process of putting together How I Met My Cat, but we made a very strong decision in the beginning. We all got together and said, in order for us to do this right, we have to really stick with the lane that we are really experts in. And then one of the people that's on our advisory board is a cat expert. So she is actually waiting impatiently to start that algorithm. So yes, it's in the wings, it's in the works, and we know because there are even more cats in shelters than dogs.
Jody Anderson, if you're going to give a word or two of wisdom to wrap up our conversation to the listeners, what would that be?
Well, I think that it's very important to remember that creatures, all of us, are individuals. And whether we come from a specific breed or we come from a specific part of the country or a specific part of the world, we need to be treated as individuals. And if we can give more weight to the match and then know that these dogs, the best they can be, will come to the surface once we get them home and we're patient and we work with them. So I would say just really give more importance to the match and we will help you. We're happy to help.
Well, I'm happy that I've had Jody Anderson on the show today. HowIMetMyDog.com. Great site, easy, free. Take the survey if you're in the market for a dog or if you're just looking and starting the process. Perfect time to do so. I hope you'll tune in again next week. We'll have more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.